think not to nail come?
Oh, he's not gonna go anywhere.
What's on, John? Wanna sit over here with the radio for a while? What are you talking about?
I just
talked to
Someone had called this civilization a normal because of the peace, no drugs, harmony of all people living together. The Amerindians are such a beautiful people. And there were about six major people, but the Amerindians, the Native, I guess, that migrated across Pacific originally and settled these shores and came down, as they say, through Alaska all the way down through the Central American region to settle this part of the world. They are beautiful and gracious people, appreciative of anything you do for them. Admire what they know about herbal medicines and food and all sorts of things. They got a little thing that you can put on the bow and arrow that will bag your bush cow. And what is it?
Curare.
And put some temporary sleep so they can be slaughtered, you mean them. They are very gentle and peaceful people. And another black and Bush people and East Indian, Asiatic, Caucasian, two world major religions. And what it is, the wind's blowing now with the torrential, it's not torrential rain, but no way, kind of a gentle rain, but the winds are a little bit more than usual tonight. Two worlds, major religions, Christian, which we are, connected Christian Church of the USA, and then the Muslim, and Hindu. I guess Christians are still the largest. They all live economically in peace. We have Baptists surrounding us, and I think the Latter-day Saints, Methodist, Episcopalian, Catholic. In the Christian and Catholic variety. It's a beautiful spot. Didn't mean to say so much about it, but we try to get a little background for those who said our station didn't have a chance across the jungle from us to give you a little background, so we tried to fill in a little bit there. WB1ADF, back to you from WB6MID. They're fantastic. This government's fellow, the United States, very close relations. It's not a non-aligned country and going on a very democratic course. And we have advanced medical facilities here in terms of preventive medicine, particularly from the entire community, for the insidious disorders such as cancer and glaucoma, diabetes, so forth and so on, congestive heart disease. We've found all of the carcinomas, cancer that is, in male and female, rectal, prostate, cervical, and breast, and a number of intestinal. We're getting new x-ray equipment in which we're glad. Just coming through customs now, modern x-ray equipment, and we'll be able to do a great deal more. But we're glad to say we found 19 at the early stages. Well, I think 19 with cancer at the early stage, and we're able to save them. Whereas we hadn't had facilities, it might have, well, no, well, it probably would have been for a bit. But you being in profession, you are photography, this is an honest photography's paradise. Most of the nomadic tribes on far down in the jungle, and you can go back into the jungle and find people who've never seen civilized man, so-called. Of course, I guess sister will tell, actually, while we can achieve civilized, we isn't, but Anyway, mostly one of the chaps said, so most of their tools are of wood. Of course, around us, it's quite modernized, but the ones we meet that come out of the jungle, gentle people,
Caribs
and Arawaks, and their tools are mostly made of wood. Very refined. It's interesting, archaeology, if you're getting a story about New England, I didn't realize some of that myself. Thank you for the education. What finds go back to the Ice Age there in New England. Excuse the laryngitis. It's been a pleasure talking to you, WB1ADF. We were fortunate to have today the inspector of police of all this region. And she's been here a little early and chatting with you. Physical work. And young people here have gotten that kind of image of supervisors of various departments. So the work effort is back in good stead here. And that makes us feel real good because that's what built the USA. Good pleasure chatting with you, WB1ADF. I have to probably rush out myself to get some TSLs. I would rather be 4 degrees on the thermometer. Temperature usually is about 74 up to 80, but it's always moderated because of the beautiful trade winds. We're in an ideal spot of the world when it comes to weather. We will grab the QSL if you're interested. Your signal, as I said, is 59, peaking at 20. And this is Widowmaker 6, Mexico, India, Delta, Portable 8, Romeo 3, QTH, Box 8903. Georgetown, Guyana, Gulf United, Yankee America, November America, Free Medical Clinic, Orphanage, Agricultural Projects, Hamel Gao, Alpha Lima, Cousin 73 is 2 year whiskey, Delta Zero, America, India, Michael, and Widowmaker 6, Mexico, major natural disasters such as earthquakes, south in Tim, Brazil. And there's a falls a few miles from us, about 100 miles, I think, across. So it's good QSLing with you, and we will QSL at 1073 from Widowmaker 6. Always run a deficit though in this area, and we appreciate the assistance, but it's not expected. And we're glad to be QSL because we were a bit to amateur radio. And to Marco, the medical nets, and goodness, I've never seen such cooperation. Makes you appreciate USA even more when you're away from it, to see the tremendous sense of cooperation and the goodwill that beams out from amateur radio. Makes us feel like we're still a home away from home. Thank you, WA2CBU, and we will QSL. Pleasant 73 from Widowmaker 6, Mexico. Campaign lives for our medical staff here. We have a large and capable medical facility that we now have one talk to specialists, and it's made the difference of life. It has indeed meant that. Standing by for any other ones that want a QSL with an 803 station, give you a call and your city. From time to time we'll fill in on little things, maybe to Wisconsin or Minnesota. Marvelous hunting and fishing. And beautiful temperature, mean average 76 because of the trade winds that always moderate. No pollution, no drug problem. Very friendly people, six major ethnic groups of country, government, very friendly to USA. His Air Force frequently comes in and when we have an emergency, it lifts people out free from our airstrip in the night when we need it. And that's quite a landing feat. Our drop flares down, and we light it up with wicker kerosene and the battery lamps. So we appreciate also the information we get from you in amateur radio when we meet a specialist, and our doctor may be doing that a little bit later here tonight. He wants to talk to someone about a tendon operation he did successfully, but he wants to know. He needs to see a specialist some part in the world. Usually you go to USA for that most extensive technology of grafting. although there are all kinds of medical specialties here in Guyana in the capital, we're out in the unpioneered, right in the heart of the jungle. And it's fantastic, and as I said, in terms of fishing, hunting, and ecology and beauty. But we have a debt to amateur radio. That's why I'm spending my time here at 2 o'clock in the morning, trying to give some of you a chance for a QSL contact if you want with an 8R3 station, which is rather rare. You came in 5x9 plus WA2MYS, Desert 73 from Willowbaker 6, Mexico, India Delta, Portable 8 Romeo 3. Friendship USA has. You represent the USA well in amateur radio. WB6 radio, 5-7 radio, reciprocate. I call the project, we have to kind of watch the budget. We always reciprocate the Kwame Shidi card. Desert 73 is Radio America 4. Wild boar, wild bush pig, wild acuri, lava, good mineral springs. One of the largest falls in the world, Kaitua Falls, twice the size of Niagara. The government, defending the USA, gives us all kinds of emergency service by the Air Force when we need it, no matter who, what station in life, they don't make any difference. And of course, they charge nothing when they come in and pick up people for emergencies, take them into extensive medical facility they have in the capital. We appreciate your coming in to this part of the world. Tonight from India, Pearl. What's the name of it?
Aymara.
And some grouper. We had this last week. It was a shark. We used a shark skin for making shoes to help needy children. We got a shoemaking shop here. We got our own sawmill, agricultural project, extensive medical facilities, a good avocational school combined with the best of academics. Number of people with advanced degrees from here and in USA. Livestock, chicken raising particularly is effective, getting into rabbits and a bit of ducks, and a lot of wild game, all kinds of exotic birds and exotic flowers. It's a beautiful part of the world. We will QSL upon receipt of a card. It'll be that we're a charitable church medical clinic. Pre-medical clinic, we have to kind of watch costs. So, Pleasant 73 is WA4TKW from Willowbaker 6, Mexico, India Delta, Portable 8, Romeo 3. W1 Dog Fox Trot Alpha, I think it was W1 Dog Foxtrot Alpha in Massachusetts. Come back. Willowbaker 6, Mexico, India Delta, Portable 8, Romeo 3. Free Medical Clinic, Boston, Jack Cultural Project in Guyana.
W36MID, Portable 8R3. Good evening, Al. My alpha is W1 Dog Foxtrot Ocean.
States. We appreciate your cards. We always share them around. Your comments mean a great deal to people here and see many relations between two great countries. Pleasant 73 is to you heard. W1DFO. This is WB612, twice the size of Niagara. Lovely river with all kinds of fish. The largest freshwater fish in the world.
I'm Mara.
And grouper, wild turkey, wild bush turkey, bush cow, Cooley, Wild Bush Pig. We're setting up a platform on a tree tomorrow, some of them, to try to bag some of those, because they all need to help with the cost. An agricultural project. Main foods, cassava, dasheen, yams, arrows, yam. We've gathered some yams today, about 6 pounds each, and over 6 pounds. We have our own bakery, and we have our own sawmill, portable sawmill. We have our own, well, it's a community, absolutely full-scale community. Diesel power, we hope we can get the steam power generation, so we need our wood. Make our own furniture from our sawmill, toys for children that are needy. What else? Avocation, vocational school, and academics applied sciences. So the youngsters spend time in training with a doctor, a dental technician, the agronomist, or whatever field they're in, a metal shop, tool and die, mechanical repair, the heavy duty equipment, road building equipment, and so forth. So it makes for a fantastic and entertaining and invigorating part of the world to live in. New Hampshire, I have a fond affection for. I've heard of the decisive conscience of some that are in that state. Totally non-technical, and we are interested in humanitarian work. The medical clinic and office and agriculture project. When you do send your PSL from Winnebago or 8 Willie, maybe check, but please send us some info on your heavy equipment, because we need parts.
We
got two Caterpillar B6s and some tractors. In the, as I said, they approve Christian and Hindu, as well as the Native Indian religion. What is the name? They call it Hallelujah. No, and they have Obeya. Yes, that's the
Hallelujah.
But it's not Hallelujah. That's just a misnomer, but they go by the Hallelujah because they sing so beautifully. Six major races, and they're Indian, East Indian, Asiatic, Black, Caucasian, and Bush people. Everybody lives in harmony. That's wonderful in these times of the world. A very friendly country, the USA. They help our medical clinic too, also the government, whenever we have an emergency, the Air Force comes in, picks up the people free, takes them in, no matter who they are, what station in life, into the extensive medical facilities of Guyana and the capital. I say we couldn't ask for a more harmonious country. To USA, it's very, very friendly, makes it easy for U.S. citizens to work. This is an exotic paradise in terms of, oh my God, the beautiful flowers, the flora, the fauna, the vegetation, the breathtaking sunsets and twilights and sunrises. I never thought such beauty existed, really. From pioneered, no pollution, no drugs are in this country. No antisocial problem at all in this community. They have no need of police even here, fantastic as that seems. But that's the way it is. We're on a lovely river laden with fish, the largest freshwater fish in the world. And we got in from the sea recently with our mercy ship, some shark and grouper, which tastes the grouper like a steak, and the shark makes delicious eating, as well as then we take the leather skin and use it in the making shoes. We have our own shoe making process here, sawmill to make our own furniture, and make our own construction, our buildings for medical facilities, and extending our school and our daycare nursery. We have a marvelous daycare nursery, and livestock, pigs, ducks, chickens. Our culture, our mainstay is cassava, out of which we make a type of clothing fiber. The flour can be used by this company in its bauxite and aluminum production. It's also very helpful to us as a base food for our livestock, in which we add concentrated minerals. Then we have edibles and yams. We brought in some just today. The children were spending a little time, and they want to go out and do a project with them in 6 pound yams, the old bushel after bushel of them. Was good in pineapple, cayenne bananas, coffee. Not so good yet. I mean, it looks like it's going to be promising. Peanuts, all types of citrus, but we've not yet seen the yield from it. Our project's only 3 years old, a little over 3 years old. But it's a self-contained community, very expensive medical facilities, medical staff, medical doctors, x-ray technicians, dental technicians, all sorts of extra nurses, specialties, respiratory inhalations, laboratory technicians. We do our own hematology and blood work. Very extensive facilities, but we PSL primarily this hour in the morning because we want to thank amateur radio in USA. We send out the best vibes of good Samaritan spirit, and you are the best ambassadors of good USA. Give us a nostalgia. Sometimes you have to be away from home to appreciate the USA, and that's what happened to me, myself. I can't speak to others, but you appreciate it more. I mean, this gives you an intense appreciation. Amateur radio saved some lives this week for us. The Marco Net was fantastic. And all of you we've met have been perfectly friendly. I've not met a bad guy on amateur radio in so long, can't remember. You don't know what your cards mean coming in this part of the world. We show them around, your friendly comments. It's a good deal that you couldn't measure, and in terms of human service, it's life-saving. And so thank you very much, WB1EUL. People, very good job. By the standards of what I've seen in developing countries, it's one of the better, by far the better. And we do have in USA the most advanced medical technology going, and it's been a life-saving assistance here to our medical staff. Even though we have an extensive medical facility, we get on a few chaps and phone patch with different ones. Different ones of you, we get this kind of special things that we can't get here. Look like we're in the capital. You were 5x7 signal, very audible signal coming in WB1EUL, and it's been pleasant talking to you. Very good. Dallas, background of family movement that was founded originally in Kentucky, the state of Kentucky. But we made Johnson family belong to its several congressmen, former FBI Director Kelly, Governor Reagan, I think. I don't remember all the numbers. He was trying to identify. The 8-hour-1 station is actually in the capital. Both of our TPH, our mailing, is the same. But we're 300 miles deeper in the jungle, right over near the Venezuelan border, 10 miles east of it, 90 miles north of Brazil. And that's the confusion. That's what throws us in an 8-hour-3 region and then in an 8-hour-1. We both use the same box because we send mail through the jungle. We might get it in 6-7 weeks. So it's easier for our mercy ship here at the medical clinic to pick it up, the three medical clinics in Boston to pick it up when we go in with taking special, or meet with specialists, get persons that need the, you know, ophthalmology, dental specialties, or the glasses changed and that sort of thing, and pick up supplies that are necessary to get supplies that we can't get here. Don't self-produce. We're working for self-sufficiency and self-production. But at this time, we find mail is better to go to the same box number. So that's why you find a confusion there. For both stations, trying to repay our small way amateur radio by TSLing rare stations, if they're, relatively rare anyway, because amateur radio has saved lives for some of our medical staff in the medical directory. It's been life-saving, no question about it. Not just a matter of consultation, it's helped health, but it's actually saved lives, and several eyes have been helped. To one eye surgery that was given in detail to one of our medical doctors here. And nothing like the Marco Net and others, medical doctors that have their own amateur radio. You're the tremendous ambassadors of goodwill for USA and just the humanitarian concern in general. So that's the concern, the problem you have there. 801's Georgetown, we're 300 miles further on into the jungle, closer to Venezuela and Brazil. That's what throws us into a different region. So Pleasant 73's from Miller Baker 6, Mexico, India Delta, Portable 8, Romeo 3, Kilowatt 9, Gulf Delta, Queenbeck.
Also, the goats have seen a fare well in the tropics, which is delightful temperature in the sense that the trade winds, which moderated always about an average of 76. They're a little arthritis because, I don't know, I guess something to do with the temperature. Doctor coming here is Dr. Schack, Dr. Miller Schack. He could talk more about that. It's very good for arthritis and seemingly hypertension. People who retired here, we have several who retired to give service in their senior years. We have relatively little hypertension. And you'd probably know much more about that. You and he can chat for a minute, because he did want to consult with the physician. Maybe you might give him some help. I'll ask some suggestions. Here, Kilowatt 9, Gulf, Denmark, Quebec, is Dr. Schack. And I don't know your name other than Dan, but you're a physician in Manchester, Illinois. Hope I've answered a few of your questions. From Winnebaker 6, Mexico, India, Delta, Portable 8, Romeo 3. Our primary emphasis is upon human service, medicine, and that sort of thing, because we have three major religions in this nation: Muslim, Christian, Hindu, and the Amerindian have their own culture, religion, a very interesting faith, which is very humane. And there are six major ethnic groups, and the government welcomes people to practice their religion, but not, you might say, propagated in a dogmatic way. So if people wish conversion to our faith, fine and dandy. But we live it, that's pretty presumptuous. We try to live it, if you understand what I'm saying, Doctor. And we hopeful that we live it as best we can. I've adopted six children, a few natural born. Several of our project people from the States have done similarly. And we're taking in children, adopting them regularly, daily. Hope to be of some help in representing the United States, and you and Amateur Radio are doing a fantastic job, and you who are medical doctors I can't estimate, and would be incalculable what you've done to assist. Here's Dr. Schack, K9GDQ, from WB6MID 408R3.
Hello, how are you tonight? It's a pleasure to speak with you. I give you a copy.
How much you'll be able to help me with this situation, but it's dealing with interested in and some prognosis. Restricted motion, but that's because of the pain, I believe. Do you copy?
Affirmative. Now, I don't know what you have available, but have you tried things like Indocin or Phenylbutazone at all? Have you given a course of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, Bob?
No, I have not tried that, but that does sound very reasonable. That does sound very reasonable. Over.
One of the things that might be beneficial is a trial of the non-steroidal drugs only for 5 or 6 days though, and I always do that with food or with antacids. I'm especially aware of the problems of the gastric upset because that's what I get called out in the middle of the night for treating the gastrointestinal bleeding. Now, as far as the 313 net, I am going to be on there at 12 noon Earth time tomorrow. That would be 1800 Zulu tomorrow. I have a schedule that will call me on 313 and we'll move off. Victor Echo Zero, Mike Charlie Charlie, Maritime Mobile near Panama. They'll be calling me about 1800 Zulu. I'll be on shortly before that. I'll be on for around 1700 or 1730 Zulu. And I could very likely run a phone touch to an orthopod or to a rheumatologist, possibly one or the other or both at that time. Conditions should be fairly good. Tomorrow is a holiday, so the band may be crowded. But if the pain is what's causing the lack of motion, you might try either Indocin, Indomethacin, or Butazolidin, kind of Butazolidin. If you wish to keep it set at that time and give me a call on that, I can probably have the more expert person in that field lined up already. So when I do fix MID plan data, I'll freak and I'll keep doing it too.
Thank you, K9GDQ. You said that would be about noon your time. We're a little after 3 here. Is that, are we 3 hours difference? Is that a roger?
That's affirmative, 2 hours
difference. Roger. That would be fantastic. You and Amateur Radio have been fantastic help, and we're glad for once that Amateur Radio got a lot of coverage. I don't know if we had it in trip town or not, but we did a cesarean section here that we had some complications with, breach, and the mother was a breeder. She came to us about 16 hours later and had to move a centimeter, and it was a very healthy delivery of two twin girls, 6 pound 1 ounce and 6 pound 3 ounce, and same placenta. She did well, and some babies. Doing a consultation with about 11 doctors and anesthesiologists because we were short of some of the major anesthesia that was necessary at the time. And in the headlines, I guess, in various parts of the world, I don't know if it hit your area, but it was in Washington in 2 major papers, praising Amateur Radio, and that's where we wanted the emphasis to go, on the good doctor, consulted step-by-step all through the surgery because we didn't have obstetrician present at the time that knew the multiple birth situation. There's one last question at K9GDQ he'd like to ask you what would be in your field, over.
Okay, we got the book, so go ahead, K9GDQ.
Concerning amoebic dysentery, what is your feeling about the use of diiodohydroxyquin? Is it to be used with Flagyl, or is Flagyl alone adequate? Over.
Okay, that's an easy one, I hope. WB6MID, Flagyl for the intestinal phase is a good 85 or more percent receptor, probably can be used as a drug of choice alone unless you're dealing with a patient with an obvious invasive disease in the liver. Well, we've recently seen a young fellow from South America, liver that ruptured into the pleural space and developed the bronchopleural hepatic fistula. But we usually start with Flagyl alone unless you think it's a very severe life-threatening situation. Another interesting thing though that I could possibly do, especially if we have good quiet conditions such as this time of the night, is if you wish I could leave you some articles which I could probably dig up in just a matter of moments here in my library, stating the pros and cons. sort of warn the people not to consume alcohol at the same time, because it acts very much like dicalcerol. And in the high doses you're using, I think it's around 750 milligrams, about 3 or 4 times the base of the body size. They get quite an antabuse-type reaction if they're drinking, Larry. But when you do put some on beta beta 3,
yes, I've noticed that Flagyl does cause gastrointestinal side effects in many people who take it. I heard